Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, April 14th, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Georgia Pacific announced it's investing more than $150 million to grow its consumer tissue business. Also making headlines this past week, Canfor announced it's closing a mill in the United States. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from SeaBright products. Since 1984, SeaBright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, SeaBright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Thursday, April 11th at 55.08, down 168 points or 3% from the April 5th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 5-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 2.7%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Klabin, gaining 1.76%, followed by Rayonier Advanced Materials, up 1.3%. The biggest decliner for the week was Canfor, closing down 7%. Over the past year, Boise Cascade has been the top performer, up 129%, and the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down 53%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 2.7%, while the PM40 is down 5%, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. I've been there many times. I'm sure you probably have too. Georgia Pacific investing more than $150 million to grow its consumer tissue business. Georgia Pacific announced an investment of more than $150 million to rebuild a paper machine at its mill in Wauna, Oregon. This investment will rebuild a 1965 vintage paper machine into a world-class machine to make paper for Angel Soft and Strategic Private Label Bath Tissue. This modernization project helps position the mill and the overall business to continue to be competitive in the market. Now, engineering and related work has begun, and startup of the machine is scheduled for 2026. At peak construction, 500 construction and contract-related workers are expected to be on site at the mill. Here comes a quote, quote, "We're excited to invest in our market-leading Angel Soft bath tissue and strategic private-level brands we support," says Vivek Joshi, president of Georgia Pacific's retail tissue, towel, and napkin business. Vivek continues, quote, "This investment will allow us to grow these brands and continue to serve our loyal consumers with great quality that they've come to expect," end of quote. The Wauna mill currently employs more than 700 folks. The mill produces retail bath tissue, paper towels, and napkins used by consumers across the country. Employment is not expected to increase because of this investment. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. British Columbia's West Fraser Timber and the Lake Babine First Nation are combining a tenure. West Fraser Timber Company Limited and Lake Babine First Nation have agreed to put their respective timber tenures into one collective that's being called the First Nation-owned Fiber Basket. The First Nations Forestry Company, Lake Babine Nation Forestry Limited Partnership, also known as LBN Forestry, has signed a joint development agreement with West Fraser Timber to combine their local tenure volumes into First Nations woodlot license, which would be owned by the Lake Babine First Nation. West Fraser Timber's tenure comes from Bulkley and the Maurice Timber Supply areas. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Finland. Metsäboard inaugurates Europe's largest and most modern folding boxboard machine in Husum, Sweden. Metsäboard, part of Metsä Group, inaugurated its upgraded folding boxboard machine in Husum, Sweden, on the 11th of April. Invited to the inauguration ceremony were, among others, project partners and representatives of Örnsköldsvik Municipality, Swedish Parliament, and the forest industry. Now, in 2016, Metsäboard started up a new folding boxboard machine, BM1, in Husum, with a capacity of 400,000 metric tons a year. An investment of 230 million euros was completed in 2023 to increase the annual capacity of the BM1 folding boxboard machine to respond to the growing demand for sustainably produced packaging materials that support the circular economy. With an integrated capacity of 600,000 metric tons of folding boxboard, the BM1 is Europe's largest and most modern of its kind and is run with 98% renewable energy. Let's skip a couple quotes here, folks, and let's continue with the story where it says, the project has included upgrades to the entire board mill, as well as increasing the warehouse capacity at the port. The main parts of the investment are the extension of the board machine's drying section, a new winder, and an automated reel handling system. The new fully automatic machine roll transfer and control system is unique in the paperboard industry, the company said. Metsäboard Husum has undergone an extensive investment program between 2019 and 2023. The first phase was completed in December of 2022, including a new recovery boiler and turbine at the Husum pulp mill with an investment cost of 380 million euros. The new modern equipment and processes allow Husum mill to significantly increase bio-based energy production and energy efficiency, contributing to Metsäboard's target of fossil-free mills by the end of 2030. Coming up sooner than you think, folks. The Husum mill is one of Örnsköldsvik's municipality's largest employers and plays an important role for the region and in the large-scale conversion to the bioeconomy. Husum's products play an important role in providing alternatives to fossil-based materials in consumer packaging globally, the main markets being Europe and North America. Metsäboard Husum mill in Sweden is an integrated board and pulp mill producing folding boxboard, uncoated white kraftliner, and bleached chemical pulp. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Vancouver. Canfor closing Jackson Mill as part of restructuring in Alabama. Canfor Corporation is closing its Jackson Mill in southern Alabama at the end of June as part of a restructuring of its operations in the state. The forestry company says as part of the changes in Alabama, it will add a second shift at its nearby Fulton Mill. Canfor is also set to open a new sawmill in Axis, Alabama, later this year. Lee Goodlow, president of Canfor Southern Pine, says the company is working to optimize its optimal footprint in the region. Goodlow says the company expects the majority of its employees at the Jackson facility will have an opportunity to move to either of its expanded operation at Fulton or its new sawmill in Axis, Alabama, once it opens. Canfor has more than 50 facilities in Canada, the United States, and in Europe. Dayline Europe. The European Commission greenlights Smurfit Kappa Group and WestRock merger. In a landmark decision, the European Commission has given the green light, as that's better than the red light, to the proposed merger between Smurfit Kappa Group, headquartered in Ireland, and WestRock Company from the United States. The approval paves the way for the creation of a global packaging powerhouse dubbed Smurfit WestRock, with a comprehensive reach across continents. The Commission's evaluation determined that the merger, despite its magnitude, would not pose significant competition issues. This conclusion was reached based on the analysis of the company's combined market presence following the merger, which is deemed limited in scope. Consequently, the transaction underwent scrutiny under the simplified merger review procedure. Now, the merger proposal first emerged in September of 2023 when Smurfit Kappa Group and WestRock Company unveiled its intentions to unite forces. By combining their expertise and resources, the two entities aim to establish Smurfit WestRock, boasting unparalleled scale, quality, and geographic diversity in the packaging industry. End of quote. The approval, that's not end of quote, the company said, The approval from the European Commission marks a significant milestone in the merger process, clearing a major regulatory hurdle for the establishment of Smurfit Westrock. The move is anticipated to redefine the landscape of the packaging industry, offering customers enhanced services and a broader product portfolio. The creation of Smurfit Westrock is expected to unlock synergies between the two companies, leveraging their combined strengths to drive innovation, efficiency, and sustainability initiatives. Furthermore, the merger is likely to enhance the competitiveness of the newly formed entity in the global marketplace, enabling it to better serve the evolving needs of customers worldwide. We'll stay tuned and keep an eye on see how that turns out, Warren. Dateline London International Paper closes in on £5 billion deal for London-listed DS Smith. An American paper giant is closing in on a formal £5 billion-plus bid for DS Smith, the FTSE 100 paper and packaging group. International Paper and its advisors are hoping to reach an agreement on a recommendation offer by the end of this past week. We'll keep you posted on that part. That would represent a key milestone in an unfolding takeover battle with one of Britain's biggest industrial companies ahead of a deadline imposed by the city's takeover panel of April 23rd. Sources said this past week that both International Paper and DS Smith were working towards a so-called Rule 2.7 announcement before that weekend, although they acknowledged that it could slip into the next week depending on how the talks of the progresses. A recommended offer from the U.S.-based Predator would still leave the door ajar for Mondi, D.S. Smith's London-listed rival, to trump the International Paper bid. Both prospective bidders have proposed all-stock deals, triggering a bidding war for a business viewed for years as a perennial takeover candidate. International Paper said earlier that it would pursue a secondary listing of its shares in London if it succeeded in its bid for DS Smith. It added that it estimated that the combination of the companies would generate £365 million of cost synergies. The interest in D.S. Smith, whose long-serving chief executive, Miles Roberts, recently announced his plans to retire, it comes amid a wave of industry consolidation. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritalo library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Sydney, Australia. Kimberly-Clark to sell its PPE business to Ansell for $640 million U.S. dollars. Kimberly-Clark will sell its personal protective equipment business to Ansell for $50 million U.S. in cash, agreeing to a deal that the Australian company's chief executive said has been under construction for years. Ansell, this past Monday, said it will acquire from Kimberly-Clark, a business that designs, markets, and sells glove, eyewear, and other apparel under the Kimtech and KleenGuard brands. Kimtech products are targeted at the scientific market, while KleenGuard is sold to industrial users. The deal comes as U.S. hospitals and healthcare buyers pivot back towards foreign-based buyers of personal protective equipment after sales got a big boost during the early phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. Domestic mask producers, which had bulked up production over the recent years in response to the gum supply chains and COVID-19-related demand, have been left with plants sitting idle, unfinished, or operating below capacity. The industry has also grappled with slack demand in recent years as laboratories, hospitals, and clinics build up large stocks of gloves and other PPE equipment during the COVID-19 pandemic that they took time to run down. Last month, Kimberly-Clark outlined plans to reorganize its business and overhaul its supply chain in a bid to rein in cost and streamline operations. Dateline Canada. Paper Excellence gives back $4.5 million to British Columbia after failing to restart paper mill operations. Paper Excellence Canada, after failing to restart paper operations at a Vancouver Island mill, is returning millions of dollars of funding to the provincial and federal government. In early 2023, Paper Excellence announced that it would be investing nearly $50 million to upgrade paper operations at its Catalyst Crofton Mill, restart the paper machine, and put employees back to work. That didn't happen, and a year later, the company announced the indefinite curtailment of paper operations in Crofton. Now, Paper Excellence has returned $4.5 million in provincial funding that was to go toward retooling the paper line, and the company said in a statement that it is working through the administrative process of returning federal funding to previously announced at $14.3 million. Paper Excellence said as far as the long-term plans for the paper operations at the Crofton Mill, there is no change since the indefinite curtailment was announced. The mill's pulp operations, supported by approximately 400 workers, continues production, and the Crofton team will focus on making the remaining pulp operations cost competitive and aligned with its overall business strategies and direction, the company noted. A spokesperson from the BC Ministry of Jobs, Economic Development, and Innovation confirmed in an email that the $4.5 million had been returned. Dateline Hartsville, South Carolina. Sunoco and Engie announced 140-megawatt virtual power purchase agreement. Sunoco Products Company, one of the largest global sustainable packaging companies, and the Engie North America company announced that they have entered into a virtual power purchase agreement for production from Engie's Big Samson Wind Project, a wind power project currently under construction in Crockett County, Texas. Now, under the virtual power purchase agreement and subject to certain conditions, Sunoco and Engie have agreed to a contract for an estimated 140 megawatts of electricity per year, representing approximately 48% of Sunoco's U.S. electricity consumption in 2025 and approximately 52% of the expected output capacity of Big Samson for a term of 15 years, commencing upon Big Samson's entry into commercial operations. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.